From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is language creator David J. Peterson. Hey, David.
Hey there.
David has created languages for films and TV series such as Dune and Game of Thrones, and you can look for those languages in the upcoming new season of House of Dragons. But right now, we're going to hear David's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is Campanile at UC Berkeley. According to their website, it is the third tallest clock and bell tower in the world. Visitors can take an elevator to the top of the building and see an amazing view of the bay. The tower has 61 bells. Wow. David, you are a Cal Bear. Why do you like coming here when you come and visit the bay?
So first, if you've seen the Campanile from the campus, obviously it's one of the iconic buildings that you see. It's the centerpiece. But going to the top of it, that is the best view of the bay that you will ever see. If you go there at noon, you can hear the bells because they play a little carillon concert, and that's always fun. But if you go to the top of the Campanile on a clear day, you can see the Golden Gate, you can see San Francisco, you can see the Berkeley Hills behind you, you can see the bay stretch out to the north and south on either side. It's just an awe-inspiring view. I think second only to my very first year as a freshman when I was in Foothill and I was on the fourth floor, could swing my leg out the bathroom window and swing out and see down Hearst Street. That was probably the best view. Campanile is what you can get if you're not there.
You know, it's funny. I've lived in the Bay my whole life and I have not gone there. So I'm gonna have to do that. I'm not swinging my legs out of a dorm window though, but that's Campanile at UC Berkeley. Your next pick is Crema Coffee in San Jose. They brew coffee using beans from countries such as Ethiopia, Guatemala, and Indonesia. This is a family-owned business, and I read the founder, June Tran, is a former social worker who wanted to open a community space, and so that's where this coffee shop came from. David, what is the vibe like at Crema Coffee?
So when I was an undergraduate at Berkeley, I didn't spend a lot of time in the South Bay because, frankly, the BART didn't connect there, does now. And I've got a friend who lives there. And let me tell you, they have produced a really lovely, really walkable community in South Bay. And so my wife and I will go to visit my friend, fabulous language creator John Quijada, who lives in San Jose. And we walk to Crema Coffee every single morning. And what a lovely space. There's a place to sit outside. There's a place to sit inside. There's a lot of room. And it's like you can sit there and chat. You can bring your laptop. Delicious coffee that I load up with sugar because that's what I love. Honestly, it's just a great way to get the day started.
That sounds nice to visit with friends and like hang out in a cool coffee shop and get your sugar buzz and your caffeine
buzz. Oh, yeah, you got it.
That's Crema Coffee in San Jose. And they have two locations. And your final pick is a favorite, Fenton's Creamery in Oakland. The ice cream parlor opened their doors in 1894. And one of their signature desserts is their banana sundae. It's so good. Oh, it's made up of vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry ice cream topped with fruit nuts and chocolate syrup. Their savory dishes are delicious too. I love their crab sandwiches. David, I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't eat Fenton's like I used to. What's your favorite thing to eat there? Oh, I'm so jealous of people that can eat ice cream.
I'm lactose intolerant too. I'm going to change your life. Take Digestive Advantage. I take two every morning, and I don't think about it anymore. That's it. It's a probiotic.
That'll work for
Listen,
me. That'll work for me.
Digestive Advantage is not the same as lactate. You heard it here. Anyway, so.
Okay.
Right. So, Fenton's, right. This is not for every day. All right. This is some place where it's like, you know what? I just want some ice cream right now. The most calories and flavor you can pack into a little glass bowl. I'm going to go get a banana split. That is where I go for my banana split. It's honestly the best banana split I have ever had. Sometimes you just need it. Definitely not for every day, but you know what? there's just sometimes you have to have it. And Fenton's is the best place to go for it.
It is. I'm going to look into your lactose suggestion. That's Fenton's Creamery in Oakland. I've been speaking with language creator David J. Peterson, and you can hear his languages on the second season of House of Dragons, which debuts June 16th on Max. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.